Well, good morning, and thank you for being persistent in making your way out to Frey together. It's a great way to start the year, and I believe God is honored by your presence. So I want to say thank you, and thank you that this is the last morning of 6:30. I want to get right into the word really quickly. I want to talk about those next few moments, hearing and listening to God. We all come before God and we say, hey, God, this is what I'd have to say. Sometimes we want to switch it around and say, hey, God, what do you have to say? What do you have to say about what we're talking about? So I want to read two quick verses. And the first one is on 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 9. And Peter says these words, though you have not seen him, you loved him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Wow. We serve a God that we actually don't see. And for many, that is a hard hurdle to get over. But no matter how much we think about it and praise and focus, we don't see this God as of yet. According to scriptures, it says we will see him. Right now, Peter seems to tell us and emphasizes the importance of believing in Jesus without seeing him. Sometimes our prayers become self-contained and we're praying, but you have to remember that we're praying to a Lord that we don't see. We don't see him physically. Peter further highlights that faith is about trusting in God's promises and character even when tangible evidence is absent. You see, faith transcends sight. Your faith must go beyond what you see. What I think about, if we are to hear God, hearing God this week and hearing God next week and hearing God the next week and hearing God the rest of our lives. I want to propose something to you. Hearing God clearly is dependent on your posture. How do you come before God? How do you stand in the presence of the Creator? Well, I have a life verse that I just keep locked up in me, and it's the second verse from going from Peter, who is saying, yet we love him, but we don't see him. The second one is about our posture, and it comes from Philippians 3:10. This is my life verse, and he says these words, and many of you will know this text. He says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, becoming like him in death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Wow. I want to know this invisible God. I want to know this God that touches men and women worldwide. I want to know him, but I don't want to just know him. I want to experience him. So Paul says to the Philippians, to know Jesus intimately and to learn how to hear him, it involves four things. And I just want to throw these at your feet. He says the first thing to be able to hear God is to experience the power of his resurrection. You see, often we look at the resurrection, but we don't take time to experience the power of the resurrection. You see, this is living the transformative power that raised God from the dead. That's what we began to focus on. Wow, God can do the impossible. Our job occupies authority in the secular and the sacred realm. He has authority even over death.
This is a God who reconciles the world by raising his son. That's posture. We say, I want to know that God. Not just a God who answers my prayers, not just a God who just says, hey, I got something for you, but is I want to know that God that is all authority. Resurrection power is spiritual empowerment that keeps sin at bay. That's the kind of power we want this week. To live a changed and fulfilling life that reflects Christ's character. All that we're doing is about reflecting Christ.
This happens, my friends. You're able to hear this God through your faith, believing in this God we don't see. The movement of the Holy Spirit and the daily walk with God. That's what Paul says is the first step, is to know the power of a God. To know the power of God in these prayer cards.
Not just are they here, but does God have the power to touch them? And we have to say yes, because we saw this power
at the grave. Secondly, Paul says then in order to hear this God, we must participate in his suffering. That's not popular. But in this walk, my brothers and sisters, we must learn that suffering is a part of the journey,
which means enduring challenges and persecutions and hardships for the sake of following Jesus. Be clear, challenges and persecutions and hardships brought by poor choice are not the same. They're not the same. But when we participate in Christ's suffering, it's identifying with his sacrifice and aligning our lives with his mission and his purpose. God, from this week, from next week, and the following week, God, we want to be on fire about your mission and your purpose. And it's important that we get others on fire
for his mission purpose. So Paul says it's about handling our sufferings like he did. Thirdly, he says, and becoming like him in his death. This one really gets me. This points to a willingness to die to oneself. Surrender to Christ's will. I hope this week somebody is feeling that experience. God, you're calling me to let something go. You're calling me to be about something else.
Often the greatest enemy to hearing the voice of God is ourselves. It's not others, it's ourselves. You want to strive to get to the place, I want what Jesus wants. I want to see what Jesus sees. I want to do what Jesus does. It isn't just, God, I praise you, but I want to be like your son. It's about living a life of humility and obedience, even at a great cost.
See, it can cost you to follow Jesus. And fourth, he says, the hope of resurrection. Here, Paul, ultimate goal is to attain eternal life.
Please don't forget that. This life is not the last life. No matter what others are saying, this is not the end of the story. No. The resurrection of the dead, the resurrection says to us, the eternal life says, do for me what you did for Jesus. Let me be an overcomer. Not let me just wallow in the place of my sin, but God, resurrect me alive to that life eternal. Which few, that knowing that I have that resurrection hope, it will give you perseverance, my brothers and sisters, and faithfulness in this life.
To know Jesus, according to Peter, according to Paul, to know Jesus is to hear God's voice intimately.
That intimacy, it's the awareness and the posture to understand its power and its commitment to walk in the path of discipleship that includes suffering, self-denial,
and hope of eternal glory. As you pray, what's your posture? I'm going to invite you in these next few moments is to ask that question. Lord, have I reached out for that power to know your resurrection? God, how have I learned to suffer along with Christ and the service of others? And Lord, how do I understand really the power of your death? That's what we want to focus in these next few minutes. Let's pray. Father, bless now.
And even though we cannot see you, God, have no impact on, are you not there?
God, as we come this morning, may our posture be that says, I want to know Christ. I want to know him in the intimate space of my life. God, would you come, touch us and position us to hear your reply. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.